Avalanche forecaster Brandon Schwartz is with the Sierra Avalanche Center. He says that assessing the danger is a science that varies day to day.
We make those daily avalanche advisories by studying the snowpack and its layering characteristics and how those layers that are created by various weather events are interacting with each other and how that affects snow stability.
More than 90% of avalanches are triggered by people and can accelerate up to 70 miles an hour. Short says there's only a narrow window to get help.
Folks can't even oftentimes really wiggle a finger when they're underneath the snow, so you need someone else to dig you out. And because you're under the snow, you only have about 10 or 15 minutes for survival. It has to be your travel companion. Calling 911, getting local search and rescue is going to be too slow.
Short says that about a quarter of the people caught in avalanches will die of blunt force trauma. On Gray, Reno Public Radio News.